The Affordable Care Act is for people who don't have health insurance or who buy insurance on their own instead of getting coverage through an employer.
My name is Michael DeFelipe, and I live in Miami Beach. I don't have health insurance.
DeFelipe is 28 years old. He says he's in good health, doesn't drink, smoke, or do drugs, and would rather pay a fine than pay insurance premiums.
I don't see the need for it. I'm very healthy and active, so I just don't have any interest in it.
He's part of the vocal opposition to the Affordable Care Act, which is designed to give more people insurance and lower overall health care costs for taxpayers.
I don't think I should be forced to buy health insurance. I have no problem taking the risk of just having good health, and hopefully no accidents will happen. I just live day by day, so I don't think in a negative mindset.
Florida's Republican leadership also doesn't agree with the health insurance mandate. The state won't have any oversight regarding the cost of coverage, choosing instead to let the federal government handle it. Naples Republican Representative Matt Hudson says the country will have a shortage of 90,000 physicians and 1.2 million nurses by the year 2020 because of the new rules governing health care. He recently told a House panel in Washington that the federal government is keeping states in the dark about the Affordable Care Act, or ACA.
What we do know doesn't look very good. The ACA will make our health workforce shortage even worse and has led to skyrocketing premiums. It has kept states uninformed and puts consumers' privacy at risk through the insurance exchanges. Patients will face even longer wait times and worse access to specialty care.
Figures just released by the federal government show Floridians will pay about $250 a month on average for the lowest cost plans, and that amount will be reduced for those who qualify for tax credits. Damian Filer with the advocacy group Progress Florida says critics of the ACA should remember that nearly a quarter of Florida residents have no health care coverage.
Scare tactics have been a real part of the opposition to providing as many Floridians as possible with affordable, quality health care. And I think Florida families are really tired of all the politics, and they want to see something get done. And I think that this kind of rhetoric will start to fade into the background.
Filer says those shopping for insurance have nothing to fear from the people offering assistance in communities around the state. Those people are called navigators.
These are people that have received training, that understand what the laws are as regards people's privacy. There's really no difference between this and when people have questions about Medicare or Medicaid or Social Security. It's simply a resource for people.
Jody Ray received a federal grant to hire navigators. She's project director for the Florida Covering Kids and Families Initiative.
They're not collecting people's personal information. They're assisting them with filling out the form. So they don't need to collect information and walk away with it.
Her navigators have been trained and will fan out across the state to offer assistance. Ray is urging shoppers to go online now and create an account.
They can go to healthcare.gov and already register and get their account set up. That's something they can do now. They don't have to wait for us. And that will save some time when they sit down and have to do an application.
Shoppers won't get much help from the state. Florida leaders, citing privacy concerns, have banned navigators from entering county health departments. But several counties, including Broward, Miami-Dade, and Pinellas, say they will ignore the order. Carol Gentry with Health News Florida says those who seek treatment at the health department are the ones who need coverage the most.
Right now, counties are either adding sales taxes or property taxes or all kinds of mechanisms to try to raise money to pay for the care of the uninsured.
The cost of premiums will be based on income, family size, and the level of coverage. There are four plans that range from bronze, the most basic coverage, to platinum. Geographic location will also factor into the cost. Gentry says the marketplace will serve the uninsured of all ages, as well as those who buy private insurance because they don't have benefits at work.
There are so many uninsured people from 50 to 65 who cannot get insurance. They have either been priced out of the market because of their age, or they have a pre-existing health condition. They will be definitely helped.
Shoppers on the ACA marketplace can compare plans and enroll starting October 1st. Plans are effective in January. Open enrollment for coverage in 2014 closes at the end of March. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.